everybody, and a great big Western welcome from the Sons of the Pioneers on the lucky you to you. I grab it's a nice day here on the ranch, and I wish I was here to see it. I mean, that is, I wish y'all was here to see me. I mean, well, I wish I hadn't tried to start this dad blame show off in the first place. Play something, fellas!
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Old massa's gone away.
When I was young, I used to wait on massa, handing him the plate. Pass down the jug when he got dry and brush away the blue tail fly.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Old massa's gone away.
Run, he jump and pitch and tumble massa in the ditch. He died and the jury wondered why. The verdict was the blue tail fly.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Old massa's gone away.
Him under the cement tree, his epitaph is there to see. Beneath the stone I'm forced to lie, all because of the blue tail fly.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Old massa's gone away.
Thank you very much. That was Jim Pop's corn.
Chug, if you're going to open today's program, will you try to get your facts straight, please?
What are you twitching your upper lip about, Kenneth?
The name of the opening tune happens to be Jim Crack Corn. Popcorn. So from now on, know what you're talking about or don't say anything.
Well, I grab if you're going to be finicky about it, I won't say nothing. When you're in trouble, you'll come a-crawling back to me to save the cat herd show.
Sure.
What is it, Lloyd, old little Lloyd?
Well, Ken is right about knowing what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, give me a for instance.
All right. For instance, a lot of people wonder why cowboys like us wear big hats and high-heel boots and chaps. Well, there's a good reason. Every article of a cowhand's clothes has a special function, like the heels on his boots. He'll keep his foot from slipping through the stirrup when he ropes a calf for a steer. And his hat, serving not only for shade, but to carry water for his horse and protecting his face in brush country. Our cook is luckier than that. For example, he can buy just one oil for all of his shortening, frying, and salad oil needs. Planter's peanut oil. But, George, suppose you go into that a little bit more in detail.
Glad to, Lloyd, glad to. Yes, our cook, like most of you folks listening, is a practical sort of person. He has to watch his budget, and that's why he buys one oil, Planter's peanut oil, for all three purposes, shortening, frying, and salad oil. Planter's peanut oil is so pure, so mild, so highly refined, it can be used for every cooking purpose. It's a fine, rich liquid shortening for pies and cakes. It's an excellent frying oil because it won't smoke or burn away, and it can be used over and over again. And as a salad oil, well, many famous chefs prefer this high-quality oil to costly imported olive oils. And remember, Planter's peanut oil is absolutely flavor-free. It has no peanut taste whatever. And it's a real economy to use because you only need one instead of three. So why not take a tip from the cook at the Lucky You and start cooking the economical way with all-purpose Planter's peanut oil today? Planter's is the word for peanuts, for peanut butter and peanut oil.
I saw the I'm gonna
Sister Lou's gonna be there, brother, like me and you. And old Kate Carson, he will do way up in the sky.
He gonna ride
a cowboy, can't be too. Ride a cowboy, can't be too. Ride a cowboy, can't be too. Ride on the golden range up in the sky.
Way up in the sky.
Up in the sky.
Slew that giant so tall, proved right was might for big and small. He'll play his harp, as I recall, way up in the sky.
He gonna play
it, cowboy, can't be. Play it, cowboy, can't be. Play it, cowboy, can't be. Play on the golden harp up in the sky.
Thank you, folks, very much. That was Joe Banana and his bunch playing. You don't think about it.
Chuck.
Now, what in the cat hair is the matter with you, Skinner?
That was not Joe Banana and his bunch playing. That was the Sons of the Pioneers, and you know it.
I do.
I'm not too happy to admit that, however, after hearing that last note.
I guess I do. I must have been thinking of the weather.
The weather?
Yeah, whether the Lord's going to read a letter or not.
Chuck.
Huh?
Shut up.
All right, I can take that.
Well, now, before you two make this sound like a Korean peace conference, I'd like to tell you both that I am going to read a gold deed letter, and we're going to award another acre of our Lucky You land to some deserving person.
Well, why don't you do it now, Lloyd, while I hog-tie Shug so he won't interrupt.
All right, kid. Friends, today's gold deed award to an acre of land goes to Reverend R.E. Britton of Leavenworth, Kansas. Mrs. John McCarty of Kansas City wrote in to tell us of his many good deeds, and I'd like to read the letter. The letter says, "Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I would like to tell you about a man who I think is a very worthy candidate for your gold deed award. His name is Reverend R.E. Britton. He lives at 411 9th Avenue, Leavenworth, Kansas, and is minister of the Wesleyan Methodist Church there. He only takes churches that are too poor to pay a minister. He has no salary from the church at all. Several years ago, he had a church in Kansas City, Kansas, and worked there until the church could afford to pay someone. Then he left there and went to Leavenworth. He works as a fireman on the Missouri Pacific Railroad here, works afternoons 5 days a week, so that he has his mornings to help his parish and Saturday to prepare his sermon. Sunday, he goes and picks up the children so that they may attend Sunday school, then takes them all home. His salary from the M&P goes into the church. He buys the coal to heat it with, and he furnished a Christmas dinner for his entire congregation. He is truly a minister in the real sense of the word. He buys food and clothes for his people and even helps with their medical expenses. So you can see he has very little left of his money. Of course, he has the wonderful knowledge of knowing that he is helping others. He not only preaches religion, he lives it as well. The letter is signed, "Very Sincerely Yours, Mrs. John McCarty, 5824 East 12th Street, Kansas City 3, Missouri."
Yes, Lloyd, I'd say Reverend Britton is truly a minister in every sense of the word. And Reverend, besides our gold deed for your many good deeds, we'd like to send along your way a Sons of the Pioneers song salute. It's titled Cottage in the Clouds, and it was not only written by Bob Nolan and Lloyd Perryman, but Lloyd's voice is featured on the song, too.
yards in faraway green. Up in the sky I found a stray dream, making believe I built a cottage in the clouds for you, dear. All of my love goes with it too, dear. Heaven is waiting in the blue, dear. There in the garden of my cottage in the clouds.
Summertime has come, the lazy day's begun, and the golden sun is gleaming. In the clouds I've planned to build a cottage grand, but of course I'm only dreaming.
Daydreams, spending the hours in faraway dreams. Up in the sky I found a stray dream, making believe I built a cottage in the clouds for you. All of my love goes with it too, dear. Heaven is waiting in the blue, dear. There in the garden of my cottage in the clouds.
Some folks build such tall dreams of castles shiny new. This is such a small dream. Why can't it come true?
Just let the wind beside us blow us across the sky and guide us up to the open door and hide us there in the shelter of my cottage in the clouds.
Much.
Gee, Lloyd, I didn't know you were so versatile. Songwriter, singer, guitar player.
And burrhead.
Oh,
sure. You sound angry about something.
Well, I am.
Well, did Lloyd do something to you?
No, he didn't. And I apologize, Lloyd, old buddy.
Oh, that's all
right. I just got out on the wrong side of my bedroll this morning, I guess.
Oh, what's the matter, Shug?
Oh, I've been waiting for the most important document since the signing of the Declaration of the Independence.
Oh, really?
Well, I might be stretching it a cat hair, but when it arrives, these knuckleheads will sit up and take notice.
Shug, I hope for your sake it arrives soon.
His sake. Betty, for all our sakes, he's getting harder to handle than a stallion with an old cucklebur under his saddle, I'll swear.
Wasn't it wonderful having Stan Jones stop by yesterday?
It sure was, Betty. He's written some beautiful songs.
Oh, yes. And Tommy, when you sang Ghost Riders in the Sky, oh, it was really thrilling.
That's powerful praise, Betty, and hard to live up to.
Well, I meant it, Tommy. Are you going to sing something today?
Well, I was figuring on it, but it's no Ghost Riders, a much lighter tune.
I don't care what it is, as long as you sing it. Are you going to do it soon?
Well, if the fellas will hold still for it, I'll do it right now.
Any time you say, Thomas.
All right.
What's the name of it, Tommy?
Alabama Jubilee.
I like the title.
You ought to see Deacon Jones when he rattles the bones. Old Parson Brown running round like a clown. Old Aunt Jemima, past 83, shouting, I'm full of pep. Watch your step, watch your step. One-legged Joe dancing round on his toe. Throws away his crutch and hollers, hey, let her go. Oh, honey, hail, hail, the gang's all here. For the Alabama Jubilee. Deacon Jones when he rattled the bone. Old Parson Brown running round like a clown. Old Aunt Jemima, past 83, shouting, I'm full of pep. Watch your step, watch your step. One-legged Joe dancing round on his toe. Throws away his crutch and hollers, hey, let her go. Oh, honey, hail, hail, the gang's all here for the Alabama Duval D.
Oh, Tommy, you can sing for me anytime you want to.
Huh?
I said I thought it was wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Tommy Doss, every time I try to talk to you like a woman, you always pretend like you don't understand. For 2 cents, I'd...
For 2 cents, you'd what, Betty?
I'd start saying, uh-huh, and huh-huh myself.
Well, now, Betty, instead of doing that, why don't you just sing? It sounds much prettier than uh-huh and uh-uh.
Well, maybe it does at that. And I know just the song.
And we're just the ones who'd like to hear it, too.
You can't break my heart. It's been broken before. Broken by someone just like you. His eyes used to shine when they looked into mine, but dimmed when he found someone new. If you only knew the troubles I've gone through, then I know you'd understand that you can't break my heart. It's been broken before, broken by someone just like you. Oh, you can't break my heart. It's been broken before, broken by someone just like you. A broken heart that mends can't be broken again. That may sound hard-hearted, but it's true. Now I've played the game of love and broken hearts, though I warned you from the start. Oh, you can't break my heart. It's been broken before, broken by someone just like you.
By golly, Betty, when you sing like that, it's awfully hard for me to keep my mind on my uh-huhs.
Well, Tommy, that's the nicest compliment you've ever paid me.
Oh, say, Betty, before you swoon completely, I want to tell you about another Western song that we worked up just for you.
Oh, really, Lloyd?
Yeah, it's called Trail Dust.
Trail Dust?
Uh-huh.
Grab, that'll choke you up. Chug. Yeah? Shut up.
Thank you, Kent. Betty, Trail Dust is about a dreamer watching the dust pattern stirred up by a distant herd of cattle. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, I'd love to. You know how much I love the West and its stories and songs.
Well, then we're going to stir up a little of that trail dust right now.
Under your veil of gray.
can see your lazy trail in the sky. And just like the flower after the desert showers, I'll dream of happy hours and watch the trail dust rise.
I'll wander on as long as you are by my side, as long as I can see your lazy trail in the sky. And just like the flowers
after the desert showers, I'll dream of happy hours
and watch the trail dawn.
Beautiful, and thank you, fellas. Well, I've got to be getting back to teaching school. Oh, say, I almost forgot. I saw the telephone workers as I was coming up today, and they're just about finished.
No fooling, when they should have a phone real soon.
Say,
fellas.
Gang, did anyone think to tell the telephone company that we wanted a phone?
What do you mean, Carl?
Well, you have to go into town, you know, and sign up for service.
Oh, that's right. Say, you've got a very important point there, Carl. I guess one of us better ride into town tomorrow and see about that.
You're that blame to tootin' we had.
Well, what's the matter with you, Shug? Are you expecting a call?
Don't be a numbskull, Perriman.
Well,
But I will have you know that Lana has been trying to get into touch with me for 2 weeks.
Oh.
But I've been avoiding her.
Now, wait just a minute there, Shug. You mean to tell us that you've been avoiding that beautiful movie star, Lanny Turner?
Who said anything about a movie star? You knucklehead, this is Lana Smith.
Oh.
He runs a bakery down at the crossroads. I order for a dozen donuts.
Shug, if you don't stop cracking those corny jokes, we're going to ship you back to Chickasha.
All right. Okay, I'll go drown myself. Maybe that'll make you
well,
come.
Wait just a minute, fellas. You can wrestle later. We've got to figure out what to do about this phone. Now, I can't go in tomorrow because I've got some fence mending to do.
Well, I'll go in, Lloyd. I can get my chores done when I return.
Oh, that'll be fine, Carl. Then we'll be all ready for the Lucky You phone when the men finish their wire stringing. Say, Hugh, how are you fixed for thoughts today?
Well, real good, Lloyd. You know, our listeners have been sending in some mighty fine ones.
Well, good. How about reading one right now?
Well, I'd like to. This one came from a listener in New Mexico. His name is Pete Riley. He wrote to say that he's an old-timer and who has lived all his life among the Indians in that part of the country, and has always felt they have some of the greatest philosophy of any race of people in the world. And as an example, he sent in this Indian prayer, which, although it's short, it sure packs a wallop. And this is the prayer. Let me not judge my brother until I have walked 3 miles in his moccasin.
Well, Hugh, I'd say that packs the full charge. We're all of us too hasty at times to judge others. Say, pioneers, we have the time, so let's answer some requests and do as much as we can of I Ride Old Paint. And it's sort of a token of friendship for your sending in that thought. This song is for you, too, Pete Riley, down there in New Mexico. This song, I guess, is just about as old and some people might say corny, but we say as rawhide as the cowboy profession.
I ride no paint and I lead no dam. I'm gone.
on the Montan for to throw the hula hand, where they feed in the coolies and water in the draw. Their tails are all matted, their backs are all raw. Ride around, you little dogies, ride around them slow, for the fiery and the stuffy are raring to go. Old Bill Jones, he had two daughters and a son. One went to Denver and the other went wrong. His wife, she died, and oh, what a sight. 'Cause Bill keeps on crying from morning till night. Ride around, you little dogies, ride around them slow, for the fiery and the stuffy are raring to go. When I die, take my saddle from the wall, put it on my pony, lead him out of his stall, tie my bones to his back, head our faces to the west, and we'll ride the prairie that we love the best.
Ride around, you little dogies, ride around them slow, for the fiery and the stuffy are raring to go.
By golly, you can't fool that old sun. It's headed west, which means we've got to be headed back to work again. It's sure been swell spending another week of daily visiting with all you friends out there along the Lucky You line. You know, we're mighty proud to know from all your letters that we're making new friends every single day. Remember, we're here every day, Monday through Friday. We're mighty happy to have you drop down and see us anytime. Now, if you've written us for tickets and you found you couldn't make it after all, well, drop down any day you can. The door will always be open, and that welcome mat's going to be right out there in front. Remember, when you write, that address is Lucky You Ranch, ABC, Hollywood 27, California. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you. And for now, this is George Putnam saying for the Sons of the Pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and the rest of the Lucky You gang, so long until next week. Came to you from the Lucky You. Until next week, be lucky, you. America's sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.